Welcome to the Jungle, the Wednesday edition. What's going on? My name is Jim Rome. It is so good to be with you. Hope you're having a good week. I'm having a great time. Hump day. Let's get it. Phone lines are wide open in hour number one. Three interviews, but they do not start until the second hour. So you should jump in here right now. Do it. As a reminder, the show is brought to you by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Or so you want to do it right now. It's going to be tough to get through in the second half of the program because I've got the following interviews. In the second hour, Utah Utes head football coach Kyle Whittingham. In hour number three, we go back to back. CBS Sports football analyst Bryant McFadden. Also, LA Times sports columnist Arash Markazi. So those things coming up. I've got a podcast for you later today. In fact, what I'm hyped about, Kevin and Bean are going to join me on podcast episode 105. Fellow Hall of Famers, Kevin and Bean, legends and icons. We are going to tape that after the program today. Meantime, your phone number is 1-800-636-8686. I've got about eight things I want to run down, but if you don't want to wait on that, call right now. Follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveitake.com. You know the drill. You know where to find me. You know how to find me. You know how to take part. Let me start with this. I am in Los Angeles, or right outside of L.A. Let's keep it here in SoCal. I've said it before, but apparently I need to say it yet again. Shouting out to you Laker fans. Car flags up. If you were driving to work, I hope you went the long way. If you're taking the long way home just to get those flags flapping in the wind a little bit longer, that's what you need to do. You have to be feeling it today. LA, 112. OKC, 107. And there is so much to talk about regarding the LA Lakers. I'm not even sure where to start. How about here? How about with OKC, since I know some of you are going to try to come in here and kill my buzz by killing the Thunder. I get it. OKC is not who they once were. Hell, the Munster kid himself would even cop to that. Say what you want and say what you will about Billy Donovan. I mean, sure, he looks like the Munster kid. And I know that when you think of him, the first thing you think of is not the Thunder or even his amazing Florida Gator teams, but rather this amazing theme song and his amazing look. But the thing about the Munster kid is he can flat out coach, but he can only coach the guys that Sam Presti gives to him. So no, I'll give you that. The Thunder are not who, thanks, Alvin. The Thunder are not who they were or who they've been. Obviously. And no, the Lakers' performance last night was not their best of the year either, but it didn't need to be, and it was good. And just as importantly, it was a blast. They've got juice. There's juice. There's energy. There's buzz. There's star power. It's back. Did you see it last night? Jalen Ramsey was there. Stephon Diggs was in that house. Venus Williams, James Corden, and Gronk were dancing with the Laker girls and reminding everybody of yet another reason why Gronk is never going to play football ever again.
Roger
because
that.
His life off the gridiron is so much better than his life on it. Check out Gronk. Are you watching on CBS Sports Network? Look at him grooving with the Laker girls.
Yo soy fiesta.
Right? As for the game itself, the Lake Show closed out a perfect homestand, and they moved to an association best 12-2 on the season. LeBron goes for 25, 11-10. Another triple-double to complete the set. He is now the first player in league history with a triple-double against every single team in the NBA. That is an absolute trip. Anthony Davis said as much.
Amazing to be able to do that. Every team is something special. You know, Fripper had been playing for a long time, so, you know, it was a matter of time before it happened. But just a tribute to all his hard work.
He said it's trippy. I mean, it's pretty amazing. It is a trip. And so are the Lakers. Again, for the first time in a long time, man, they're a blast. I knew they'd be better. I had no idea they'd be the best show in town already, and they are. And it's not just because of LeBron. It's not just because of AD. One of the biggest reasons the Lakers are killing it once again is because of, and wait for it, Dwight Howard. Yes, I said it. In fact, that's not even doing it justice. Dwight David Howard attacking offensively and wrecking house defensively.
ACP goes goalward. With a two-stroke final slam, Dwight Howard.
That's the way you do it. You don't anticipate your teammate making a layup. You anticipate him missing the layup so you're in position.
Chris Paul blocked by Dwight.
Another Laker rejected. Here we go. KCP.
Danny Green on his way. There it goes.
Spectrum Sportsnet. You want a freaking trip. I literally still cannot believe what I'm seeing from the big fella. I mean, sure, part of it is I'm still not used to seeing him out there rocking the 39 and going Larry Zonka on one end and Dominic Hasek on the other. This guy is making hustle plays. This guy's lighting a fire under his teammates and the crowd. Dwight David Howard, if you need him. And the Lakers do. We all do. Nobody would have expected this from Dwight David. I love it. I am so into this guy and the way he's reinvented himself and the role he's accepted and the energy he's giving them, the juice he's giving them. Who expected that? Nobody. If the Lakers said they were or did, they'd be lying to you. Except they are getting exactly what you'd expect from Anthony Davis, namely 34-7 last night. Rajon Rondo coming off the bench, 8 points, 10 dimes. Then again, the most important thing that Rondo brings pretty much every single night never shows up on a stat sheet. Frank Vogel laid it out.
Rajon's, statistics are not measured on a stat sheet. It's measured in swag. You know, he just gives us some confidence and an air about us that we know we're going into a battle with just a heck of a basketball player. And, you know, he just helps our swag.
Most importantly, we knew that he could do that. He still can. He still can. And nothing helped that out more than this to close out the first half.
They throw up a three. No good. Rebound. They shot it too soon. Here's Rondo to LeBron. Slam dunk with 1.1 to go in the quarter.
My man, John Ireland. Even KCP was getting loose with 13. 3 of 4 from deep, including this dagger to ice the game.
Rebound, volleyball by LeBron. Out to Caldwell Pope. Three-pointer KCP. It's good! And a huge three by Caldwell Pope.
John Ireland. What's up, dude? Say hey to Mace for me. No, the Lakers did not play their best defense of the season last night. They'd be the first to tell you that. LeBron was less than happy with his turnovers, but they still won. They still brought the juice. What I'm saying is, this team's a hell of a lot of fun. And while all the talk coming into the season was about the Clippers and how they weren't just the team to beat in the city, but in the entire West, the Lakers are back with a vengeance. It's not just that they're winning. It's how they're winning. With star power, swag, juice, the car flags are out. The city is once again rallying behind these guys because that old cliche about LA is true. This town is about stars. It is about star power. It's a city that appreciates, celebrates, and embraces stars. And the Lakers have them again. Bron, AD. And wait for this. Because I don't want to hear anybody tell me again that they don't have that third star. They don't have a third alpha. Because they do. And no, it's not Dwight. No, it's not even Kyle Kuzma. You probably do need a third star to win it all. And they've got that guy. And that dude is Alex Caruso. Yeah, I said that too. And how do I know he's a star? One, I got two eyes. Two, my guy has a mural on Melrose. And if you haven't seen this mural, you have to. It's incredible. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, you can see it right now. Hell, I am this close to taking this show out of the studio and broadcasting from in front of that mural. That's how majestic that work of art is. If you're not near a TV right now, let me try and describe it to you. But then again, how does anybody ever describe true art? It can't be talked about. It has to be seen. It has to be felt. It has to be experienced. But let me give it a shot. Let me try anyway. The Alex Caruso mural is the Mona Lisa of sports murals. It is the Sistine Chapel, except instead of scenes from the Book of Genesis, it is a scene from a Lakers-Mavs game, specifically this scene.
LeBron dribbles on the right side, guarded one-on-one by Hardaway, runs out of room, gets it to KCP, top of the key, Caruso down the middle, slam dunk. Alex Caruso got right down the middle and dunked it.
Sure as hell did. That was a moment of horror and nastiness for anybody not wearing the purple and gold. Except in the mural, Caruso is not just dunking on the Mavs. He's dunking on the entire Western Conference. The bald Mamba is rising up over Luka, Kawhi, Booker, Harden, and Jamal Murray. And they are powerless to stop him. He's about to throw it down with a vengeance, with anger. And for those of you who think that that's a Photoshop, check it. It's real. The only thing fake about it is thinking that Luka, Kawhi, Booker, Harden, and Murray would actually have any chance of stopping this legend. And if you're thinking to yourself, why does that guy get a mural? Let me tell you something. That is the wrong question. The question is not, why did this guy get a mural? It's what took so long. The only answer is, because it is art. You can't summon something like that mural on command. We're dealing with an artist, not a freaking short order cook. The inspiration for the mural was Caruso himself. But specifically, it was this play from earlier in the season against the Mavs. Listen to my man Caruso talk about that mural.
I thought it was fake, to be honest, when I first saw it, because it first came out right after I woke up out of my nap before the game. I didn't think it was real, but it just kind of contributes to the cult following that we've been joking about for the last 6 months. But incredible artwork. I messaged the guy and told him that I appreciate it, and I'm probably going to try and go there tomorrow and take a picture with him and just check it out.
Come on, GOAT. What a humble warrior. What an electric presence. What an electric team. I mean, seriously, the Lakers are a freaking blast. After years of sucking, frankly, this team is good, and they're entertaining as hell. It is exciting. They're giving the world must-see TVs and must-see, or must-see TV and must-see murals. The 2019-2020 Lakers, if you need them, the best team in basketball.
This is Sparta!
This is the Lakers! Car Flag Nation, mount the hell up if you haven't already. That battle for LA is so much better than I would have expected. So much better. And now I am no longer ready to concede it to the Clippers. This is good. 1-800-636-8686. Best record in the NBA right now. And I love the way they're doing it. A lot of swag, a lot of juice, a lot of energy. Entertaining as hell. They're relevant again. The stars are back out. All right, really quickly, some other NBA notes. Carmelo made his debut for the Trailblazers, and I want to get into that. 1-800-636-8686. Dabo Swinney came on the show yesterday, and we talked about Trevor Lawrence and how the way he has turned his season around. Actually, what Dabo said was he really was not playing poorly at all. He had a few bad plays early on, but he's playing better right now than he was even at this point last year. The point that Dabo made was he kind of just blocked out all the outside expectations. Keyword expectations. And then you take that next level, and you've got a star quarterback for Penn State in Sean Clifford deleting his social because he was getting death threats. Here we go again. Had this conversation how many times? This isn't even a Sean Clifford thing or a Penn State thing. It's just a really despicable thing. I'll get to that. Lots of NFL to talk about. Some really good matchups this weekend. And I tried to cut this off before I could get there, but it didn't work. This email reads, "Dear Carmelo Anthony, don't worry about your stats. Sometimes you just have to knock the rust off. I do it every day. Regards, Matthew Broderick clanging his spurs together before he takes his wife for a morning ride. Geoff and Lincoln. War IRA signing his book by dipping his finger in bird poop like finger paint. That email's just all wrong. There's nothing good about that. Dear Jimmy, even I thought Melo's numbers were bad last night. Signed, Russell Crowe's blood pressure. Yeah, this is why I've got a take on Melo. I would not read too much into this. It was one game. Damian Lillard didn't play. He had one shoot around with nobody else involved. What did you expect? This guy to show up like Gary Payton? For this guy to show up like John Stockton and distribute the rock? And they just keep coming. Hey, Rome, seeing Melo back in action last night got me feeling nostalgic. It's been a while since I've seen him jack up a bunch of bricks, turn the ball over, and his team lose. Good luck, Portland. Jeremiah in Greenville. This is not my take on that. He warred Delonte West making a comeback. Hey, Rome, Melo looked great last night and really helped his team. Signed, poop in ice cream.
There's a bucket of poop and there's a bucket of ice cream. You can put all the ice cream in that poop that you want. It doesn't change it. But one little pinch of that poop in that ice cream ruins that ice cream. And I'll tell a guy, you, my man, are the poop in our ice cream.
So good, Cal. John Calipari back in the day. You, my man, or the poop in our ice cream? Steven PHX, Warren Mello, heading straight to the LA Fitness after the game to get his confidence back. I'm actually sort of, kind of, to a certain extent, going to take up for him. As always, I'm going the other way from all you clones. Sometimes clones, and I don't mean all of you, but some of you. Sometimes, my clones, you are the poop in the jungle ice cream. No, I don't need that, Alvin. You see the story about Jerry Jones, such a Jerry story to share, that he ran into Bill Belichick after Bill Belichick got broken off by the Browns, and Belichick said to him, hey, listen, I can coach now. I can coach a little. If there's an opportunity, you might want to keep me in mind. And Jarrett didn't. You've probably seen that story. How about Dak Prescott playing at a really high level right now? Is he playing well enough to go into Foxborough and beat the Pats? All of that still ahead, plus Kyle Whittingham, Bryant McFadden, Arash Markazi, and a good phone call if it's there. We've all heard of Casper, you know, the sleep company with the outrageously comfortable products at not-so-outrageous prices. From award-winning mattresses to pillows, sheets, duvets, Casper transforms the way we sleep one snooze at a time. You haven't tried them yet? Then it is time to treat yourself to a better sleep. During their Black Friday Cyber Monday sale, the Casper mattress is an award-winning balance of comfort and support because it is designed with four layers of premium foam for all-night pressure relief. The Zone Support keeps your back aligned. It cradles you with extra support. So Casper is the perfect place to get all of your holiday shopping done because, let's be real, everybody sleeps every single night. And as always, Casper has got free shipping and free returns. So treat yourself with 10% off any purchase with a mattress today at Casper.com. Use the code BEFORBF. Casper.com. Code BEFORBF. Get 10% off any purchase with a mattress today. Terms and conditions do apply. See Casper.com/terms.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
We've had a really good run on the ATP lately. Ask the pros. You get to ask me a question, and it's still brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. What you want to do is go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Submit a question there. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. You can call L.A. a front-running town, and it's true. It is. But the point of that is there's so much competition. There's always going to be competition for the hearts and minds and dollars of L.A. residents. You've got to put on a show. So it's not enough just to win. You got to win a certain way. The Lakers are winning a certain way. And the stars are coming back. It's cool once again. The juice is back. Hey, Rome. Matt in L.A. is the poop in the jungle ice cream. As soon as he comes in, the whole aura and rhythm go flat. The show loses all of its RPMs after he calls. Mike and Snowbird.
Pooping.
I'm not going to say how to feel about the guy. I just kind of have a sense of these things. I've got a feel for these things. I'm the host of this show. I know what brings this show to a grinding halt. Let's not confuse polarizing with brings the proceedings to a grinding halt. I know some of you hate Matt. And I'm not talking you off that point. I'm saying there are other of you, some of you who hate Matt, there are others of you who come in who say you hate Matt that are worse for the show than he is. I know I'm the host. I got a pretty good idea what's good and what's not. If the guy really was the ultimate growler in the jungle ice cream, do you think I'd let him in as often as I do? If he were the ultimate growler in your banana split, do you think I would let him in that often? Dear Jim, oh, I fry for this dog. I eat for it after back-to-back trips to In-N-Out. Strive for animal fries, cuz. Fat!
Strive for greatness out here, cuz.
Son, Russell Crowe. Man, that was a reach, Kevin. And finally, dear Rome, the reason the Lakers have the best record in the NBA is because they're scoring more points than the other team. Sincerely, tragic. Daniel in Chula Vista. Ike, man, what are you guzzling back there? Ike just had this shot of something like, gong, gong. Oh my God, Rit. Some people do not appreciate that phrase, which I just said, and I understand that. If I offended anybody, I'm sorry. But oh my God, Rit. I just asked him what he was guzzling back there. You will not believe the response. Hot chocolate.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. This is not happening,
oh my
Rit.
God, this is not happening.
Oh my God. This is not happening, Rit. Are you drinking hot chocolate back there? Do they, two a day? Do they have
There's
the little marshmallows
me.
Floating around on top? Rit, I know you're like 77. You're drinking something that seven-year-olds drink. My man is back in the back row, presidential, age 70-plus, drinking hot chocolate. Dude, you are not. I can't lie. I've gone to the coffee machine a couple of times, and I've seen the hot chocolate back there. I'm like, what the hell is that for? Lil Alvy? I mean, some of you think Lil Alvy's like 9. Alvy hits the caffeine hard. I know he's not about that life, that hot chocolate life. Rit!
It's lit!
Hot chocolate. How do you have time for hot chocolate? What with those ices that you're smashing all day long? Hot chocolate? Hot chocolate. My man's like, it's delicious. Rit, man, you are a piece of work, bro. You did get Kevin and Bean, though. You do book your ass off. Of course, you're running on hot chocolate. Hot chocolate. When was the last time anybody over the age of 7 had a cup of hot chocolate? Not named Rit. Of course, this is the dude who fishes his vegetables out of his dinner. Stucknut's in. He tweets, Dave Howard wants another championship.
No matter how the season ends, you know, I'm still a champion. I won't let anybody tell me anything different.
Reminds me of, hi. Oh, but you still won.
Hi. Nadal, congratulations.
Anyway, D-Rod 2203 tweets. We could have gone another century with the Lakers sucking. Signed everybody outside of L.A. especially us up here, sending you thieves our water. Keep it coming, bro. Keep it coming. Our swimming pools are not going to fill themselves. SA Sports Honk tweets, Rome, glad to see Melo back in the NBA with the Blazers. I think he's going to be with the Blazers for a long time. Sincerely, Rob Dasmati. He signed it, Rob Dasmati, with a scissors emoji. That's strong. Next time, tag that with a shovel and hard hat and giant red ribbon emoji. Ray, you guys start signing all of your correspondences with hot chocolate emoji. Mike D for three tweets. Hot chocolate. Does Ritt also drink warm milk before he goes to bed? Do you, bro? Warm milk? Ritt's like, that sounds pretty good. I might look into that. SA Sports Honk. Ike is back there taking prune juice shots. It was hot chocolate. I confirmed it. It was hot chocolate. Cocoa is for closers only.
Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only.
Put that Swiss Miss without the marshmallows down. Cocoa is for closers only.
Put that coffee
Swiss Miss down.
Coffee's for closers only.
Imagine if any of us try and roll up on his Swiss Miss. Hey, Van Smack, put my Swiss Miss down.
Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only.
So when do you have the second cup? Or was that the second cup? He's already had two cups. He's already had two cups of hot chocolate by 9:35. All right, when we return, let's talk Melo. We've talked enough about Ritt and his hot chocolate addiction. Let's move on to Melo. Hold on, Alvy. Put that Swiss Miss down.
Put that coffee down.
You call coffee's yourself a podcast booker, you son of a bitch.
You call yourself a salesman, you son of a bitch.
You call yourself a podcast booker, you son of a bitch.
You call yourself a salesman, you son
Put
of a bitch.
Put my Swiss Miss down.
Put that coffee down.
Man, the legend of Ritt continues to grow.
It's lit!
Right when I thought there was nothing left, it continues to grow. You call yourself a podcast booker, you son of a bitch.
You call yourself a salesman, you son of a bitch.
Now I need a break, Alvy. When we come back, I want to talk Melo. Melo's debut with the Trailblazers. You made it pretty clear how you felt about it. Now you're going to hear how I feel about it. Kyle Whittingham, top of the hour.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Sometimes you just have to follow the show. Like, honestly, I don't have this rundown. Like, I have an idea what I want to talk about every single day. I've got subject matter. I've got the interviews. But there's not, like, this rundown. And if there were a rundown, the rundown would not have included 9:25 Pacific, what Ritt drinks. That was not part of the rundown. I just saw him bring a cup to his face and smash it really aggressively. So I had to ask, Broham, what's in that cup? And then I found out, hot chocolate. And all of a sudden, there's all this reaction. Like this guy in email says, hey, Rome, that is some crew you have. Your boys, Lubbock and Chael, were there for years. But they don't bring half the run that that old man and Bob Dasmati do in a week. That's true. It really is. I'm like, the other fella's got some run. But nothing like Ike and Dasmati. And finally, Rome. Of course, Ike is slamming hot cocoa. Do you realize what a little caffeine can do to a guy of his advanced age? How is he supposed to TV tray it up at 3 and hit the sack at 4 if his beats per minute are hovering around a whopping 66? Keep the hot chocolate up, Ritt. Shane and SLO. If anything, my man's regimented. He's got a process. We all have our own processes. During the break, he was laying it out. I said, all right, tell me exactly what it is you drink again and when you drink it. He's got his two cups of hot chocolate. He's got his two bottles of ice. He's got a can of Dr. Pepper. This is what I know of.
Ice.
I don't know what else he's putting in there. Romy, we're with Ike. We love hot chocolate. Regards, psychopaths that drink decaf coffee. Geoff and Lincoln. Were Ike finishing his cocoa, then taking his Metamucil and stool softener. Can we get the show back to where it needs to be? Or are we just going to talk about Ike and Metamucil and stool softening? Or can we talk sports? Are we good? Are we done? I mean, I just brought it up for a couple of minutes. We're halfway through the big, fat third segment and still all about Ike. All right, once again, let me reset you. 1-800-636-8686. So Carmelo Anthony made his debut for the Trailblazers last night against the Pelicans, and it was a debut that was coming with a lot of heat. A YouTube hype video, a lot of heat, a lot of hype, but there were a lot of questions. And at least one of those questions was answered. What number was Melo going to wear? Because the two numbers that he had worn in the NBA, 15 and 17, were both retired in Portland. The number that he wore at Oak Hill, 22, also retired. So he went for 00, which took kind of a moment to get used to, right? I mean, exactly what was that about? Was that a tribute to Tony Delk? Greg Ostertag? Nope. There was an actual reason for 00. Actually, Melo has a lot of reasons for it, and he broke it all down in an Instagram post. You see, for Melo, 00 represents the following. A number greater than any assignable quantity or countable number. Without end. A process that never stops. Can never be given an exact value. Simplicity and balance. The mysticism of our past and the possibility for an eternal future, given the infinity symbol, a sense of awe and wonder. Also, he rocked the 00 because of the infinite nature of God. He went on, we cannot stay away from God without him trying to bring us back to him. The chance to have a new and great beginning with the past left behind where it belongs. Beginnings or end, and finally, Alpha and Omega. Damn, that's heavy. That's more than just, hey, you know what, I'll take whatever you got. Or, man, I really liked Robert Parrish and how he got after it in the low post. But I guess it all makes sense, right? Even knowing the reasoning behind it, seeing Melo, though, getting all Benoit Benjamin with it was a little funky. But sure enough, he finally got around to it. He made his debut last night. And just over a minute into the game, Melo got his first look, and he knocked it down.
Swings left for Melo. Melo takes a three from the side. It's good. And Carmelo Anthony, with his first points as a Trailblazer, is a triple.
Blazers radio. And this is why they brought this guy in. This is what he is there to do. Hit threes, stretch the floor, create space for Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum. And that first shot felt like the start of a Hollywood story. You know, the guy who'd been out of the league for more than a year, getting that first look, lighting it up. Unfortunately, that's not how that went. He finished the night 4 of 14, 10 points, 4 boards, 5 fouls, 5 turnovers. More fouls and more turnovers than boards. So not great. And if you're a Melo hater, you're probably already pounding the digits on your phone to call in and clown him and bring up his team worst minus 20 that he had last night. I'd say to you, that's true. That's not a good number. But it's also not a great stat. Only two guys in Blazers gear had positive numbers last night. So there's going to be a lot of takes flying around about what he did, saying, see, this guy's horrible on defense. He didn't pass. He didn't change. He's still the same. This is never going to work. There are going to be people pulling quotes from his YouTube video Like, you know, when he said this.
What happened before is the past. I can't dwell on that. I learned from that. This happened at a point in time in my life where I do have a lot of clarity and understanding of different situations and just life. And, you know, my approach is totally different.
So people were going to pull that clip and then say, hey, wait a minute. Look at the box score. See? See? He hasn't changed. Guys like that never change. His approach isn't totally different. It's the exact same as it's ever been. Shoot first, defend never. And to which I'm going to say, relax, just chill. It's only one game. It's one game. It's his first game in more than a year. Not only is it one game, it's one game without Damian Lillard. So it's not even one game with a team at full strength. I don't know if the guy has changed or not. I'm not sure 24 minutes in a game with a group of guys that he barely knows, though, is enough to make that determination. Yes, I know he didn't have an assist. Yes, I know he was slow to rotate on defense. But I also know that if you're expecting him to show up and start dishing out dimes like he was Jason Williams or lock guys down defensively like he was Gary Payton, then you're all begging. If that was your expectation, or you're going to bash him for not doing either one of those things, man, you're a fool. Melo's not there to do any of that. Melo is there to space the floor, be an offensive threat be from beyond the arc, where he was 2 of 3, and to create problems so teams cannot lock down exclusively on Lillard and McCollum. And again, there's the non-guaranteed contract with a team that's had a ton of injuries and needs a spark. Yeah, I mean, it'd be great if this guy were Steph Curry on one end and Dennis Rodman on the other, but nobody is expecting that. Nobody. In fact, nobody plays that game anyway. Nobody is that guy. So maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, but one game without Dame is not enough to judge Melo. Not enough to say, see, this guy's exactly the same. Nothing has changed. What the hell are they doing? I just told you what they're doing. And I'm telling you I need to see a little bit more before I judge him and I judge them. Again, no risk, no reward. And by the way, there's almost no risk at all here. So I still like the move in and of itself. I'm not sure it's going to work or not, but I like the move. There's no risk. Let's see how it looks. Let's see how it plays out, and let's see how he looks playing alongside Dame. It's too soon. Too soon to bury this guy. 1-800-636-8686. I've got Kyle Whittingham coming up next hour. Utah Utes head football coach. In hour number 3, we'll talk some football with Bryant McFadden. He is a CBS Sports football analyst. Arash Markazi is an LA Times columnist. He joins me in hour number 3. We hit on the Lakers. We hit on Melo. In addition to that, I want to talk about people on social media coming after another college athlete and not just being critical, but threatening to kill him. Death threats have drove another young athlete off of social. It's the first indication that your life didn't work out the way you thought it would. You threatened to kill a college quarterback. That's the first indication that your life did not turn out the way you thought that it would. Also in the NFL, Jerry in the hood. Jerry Jones shares an anecdote about how he once ran into Bill Belichick after Belichick got broken off by the Browns. And Belichick said something along the lines of, hey, now I can coach. Trust me, I can coach. If you're looking for a coach, at any point you want to think about me. When we return, I've got open phones. You can hit me up on Twitter. You can shoot me an email. You can go mark up my Facebook page. You know where to find me. And I've got the Jim Rohn Podcast, episode 105 with Kevin and Bean after the show today. We're all hyped on that. See you next hour. Stay tuned.